Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's very own Braves insider and reporter and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley. And our conversation with Grant is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Grant, welcome in. Unfortunately, got to start with some not so great news. The Austin Riley news that broke yesterday. It seemed to be another kind of buried lead by the Braves yesterday.
Yeah, just a little bit. They've had a couple of these where there's quite a few transactions going on because there have been quite a few injuries. And the last note is probably the most important note. I believe the last one was Spencer Schwellenbach, and we all know that that one was not a particularly great one. And this one for Austin Riley, unfortunately, is along the same lines. He had core surgery yesterday in Philadelphia, so his season is over. When we talked to Brian Snitker a couple of days ago, and he revealed that Austin had traveled to Philly to see a specialist, had a pretty good idea that they were dealing at that point with a sports hernia and that it was going to take surgery, because it just has been a thing that he just can't seem to get over. He can rest and rehab at some to some degree, get treatment, but that just wasn't really helping him out. So unfortunately, Austin Riley, for the second consecutive year, has been dealt an injury blow that has ended a season that did not go the way he wanted it to.
Grant, Hurston Waltrip is I don't think it's come out of nowhere. It was a first-round draft pick, but I don't think we expected that when he came up and filled, just kind of got thrown in duty in the Speedway Classic. But when but he is a first round pick, and he and Paul Skeens kind of went head to head back in the day in the College World Series, so to speak. Hear me out, because I want to compare them, but I don't really want to compare them because I feel like they're different pitchers. But
yeah, I would probably lean along those lines.
With as hard as Skeens throws, and 40% of his pitches is that fastball, and with the mixed usage of Waltrip, they both have a lot of pitches, but Waltrip likes to throw that split more than anything, and then his cutter. Is there a chance that he maybe physically holds up longer than Skeens, just and has that maybe in the end of the day can have a longer career just because of the way they go about their business on the mound?
I'll be honest with you, at this point in today's game, unless you're a knuckleballer, I really don't have any faith in the ability of a particular pitcher to avoid injury for the entirety of their career. I mean, some guys will last longer than others, and obviously that's somewhat, anecdotal or tongue-in-cheek, because, look, there's just no predicting this kind of stuff. You can see some of the hardest throwers, and sometimes it's not necessarily injury. It's just, hey, they can't really command the strike zone the way that they need to. That's obviously not a problem for Paul Skeens. But with Waltrip, I was just really fascinated with the changes that he has made, because one of the problems that he was dealing with when he came up and got his brief look at the big leagues last year was his fastball wasn't really fooling anybody. He wasn't really able to compete with it. And yeah, you've got to put it where you want to. You can't make mistakes over the plate. But he has ditched, and he said this after his start, this most recent one, he has not thrown a true four-seam fastball at any point in the four outings since he came up. He has been throwing what he refers to more as a cutter. It does have good velocity, but it, he said, it just gives him the ability to challenge left-handers more and get a ton of ground balls. And I went and looked at the StatCast data, and he's getting a ton of ground balls. He's also getting his strikeouts, and he's limiting the hard contact. He has not given up a home run yet, so knock on wood, that continues. It's all a good trend, and that splitter, the day the Braves drafted him, all you heard was, hey, that's a major league ready pitch. He could compete with that splitter right now. It's everything else that he needs to just refine and develop. And as a first-round pick out of college, he was able to get to the big leagues pretty quickly, and now he's showing that there are still things to learn along the way, working with Sean Murphy on that sinker and having a cutter and now having that splitter. He's got a pretty elite arsenal there, and he also uses a curveball that I think is good for him. So this is a very complete pitcher. And not that Paul Skeens is not, but the velocity is kind of where he lives. It reminds you a little bit of where Spencer Strider was a couple of years ago, big strikeout pitchers with that profile. But I think Hurston Waldrop does it his way. He's found different ways to do it in a very short amount of time. So I'm excited to see what he gets to do as he gets more and more and more opportunity.
Grant, you and I got a chance to sit here and watch the end of the Braves game last Friday night. We were getting ready for the post-game show on the Falcons Radio Network, and you brought up something I thought was kind of interesting, and it was really about the future of Raisel Iglesias, and it's only gotten better since we watched him Friday. I mean, this guy hasn't given up an earned run in the month of August, I don't believe. And so I'm curious what you think the future is for Raisel Iglesias. Is this a guy that the Braves could get back next year, or do you think that ship has kind of sailed?
No, I mean, he's a guy that I would look to get back, and one of the, I guess, blessings in disguise of not trading a guy away and feeling like you've closed that chapter for either him or the team is maybe he's able to change their minds over the final 5 or 6 weeks of the year, or at that point, couple of months of the year after the trade deadline. And that's something that Alex said, you know, we're always assessing, but this next couple of months may allow us to look at some guys differently who've had bad first halves. Oh, I don't know. Michael Harris would probably fall under that category. And Raisel Iglesias, if you go back and look, and I did because that's what I do, to see after he was the final man in that disastrous late June game against the Diamondbacks, and he wasn't the one giving up all the runs, but he was the last guy, at that point, from that point on, so we're looking at about 2.5 months nearly, he has been able to allow, or he has allowed rather, 5 runs in his last 31 or 32 innings now, and 4 of those came in one outing. So basically, he's had one bad outing over the last 2+ months. That sounds like a lot more doable than the first half Raisel Iglesias that we were seeing that was just running into home runs right, left, and center and really having a lot of problems. So to me, he looks like the guy that the Braves expected him to be at the start of the season, the guy he was the last couple of years for the Braves. And I would look at that. It's a short-term arrangement. He's in his mid-30s, so you're not sitting there thinking about, all right, well, do we have to give this closer a 5 or 6 year deal to get him to sign here? It might be one and an option. There might be just some other way of doing this. But the Braves are going to need quantity, and they're going to need quality in that bullpen, and I still think Raisel Iglesias could be part of that solution.
Yeah, see, I knew Raisel was going to get it together. That's my guy.
Is that what it is?
Okay. That's my guy.
Yeah, here we go.
Well, we are joined by our Braves insider, Grant McCauley, on the morning shift. I'm curious, more future predicting here. Where are you on Snit retiring? Because I keep hearing arguments for him calling it after this season because it hasn't exactly gone their way. But I swear I remember Alex saying something about Snit wanting to get to 50 years. It's memorable. And the Braves right now are kind of turning things around. Could he maybe want to go out on a higher note than this season?
Yeah, I'm sure he would like to go out on a much higher note than this year. And look, the Braves had all kinds of expectations, and so did the fan base, of what 2026 was going to be, because you just thought, all right, well, we went through it in 2024 with injuries and the like, so 2025, we're going to kind of course correct and get back to being who we are. And it just has not been that thing. In fact, it's gotten, you know, it's regressed even further because of a bad first half offensively. And then obviously the pitching injuries, which are making it difficult to climb out of that hole. Now, mathematically, the Braves still have some opportunity in front of them if they're able to run the table. But I think you, all of you on this call and everybody else listening out there knows how difficult that would be. So before we put that cart ahead of the horse, I think that with Snit, you know, ultimately, I'm sure this decision is in his hands in most respects. I am kind of curious to see if he does decide when exactly they're going to reveal that, because there has really been no indication publicly, though you do hear privately and in different reports that this is likely to be his last year. Is there a case to be made for one more? Sure. Is there also a case to be made for reassessing a lot of things for the Atlanta Braves franchise, including, you know, who's at the helm? Yeah, there absolutely is. So it's, as I've talked about and will continue to all the way through the end of the season and all the way through the winter, this is going to be one of the most important off seasons, if not the most important off season for Alex Anthopoulos, but one of the most important off seasons for the Braves in a very, very long time. And this leadership question and solution, as they look for it to figure out what not just 2026, but the future looks like, is going to be a big proponent of that in my book.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grant, I feel like Profar has been red hot lately. What's changed for him? What has led to this streak? He had, what, three home runs, I think, in that series with the White Sox?
Yeah, I mean, he's run into some homers, and that's definitely good to see, because you were wondering, at least silently, if not aloud, is this going to be a guy that hits homers now because he had an 80-game PED suspension, or is he going to kind of be exposed as the hitter he was before the career year in San Diego? To some extent, I think he's showing you that he's still capable of hitting the home runs, and that's definitely good to see. He's also been walking a ton, and that's also something that you like out of your leadoff hitter. So there have been some things about Profar at leadoff that I don't hate, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I love it when 13 is still in the lineup and is really, to me, the solution at the top of the order. I think he hits better there. I think he's more comfortable there. And nobody is going to make a case for me that anybody on this team needs more and should get more plate appearances than Ronald Acuna Jr. So I'll put my soapbox away and tell you that Profar is doing a fine job, but I think the Braves have their leadoff hitter, and I think that they'll get back to that at some point. If not this season, then certainly in 2026.
Grant, before we let you go, just got a few seconds left. I am curious to get your thoughts on the future of Ozzie Albies, because I was asking about Raisel Iglesias. I think that most positions other than shortstop look like they're pretty much sewn up. I mean, we had questions about Michael Harris and Yerkes and Profar. Mm-hmm. You've talked about both of them. But Ozzie Albies, I think it's a club option for next year. He's not expensive, but he's still on track for one of his worst offensive seasons of his career. Seems to be trying to get it turned around, though.
Yeah, to me, I'm rolling the dice on that. It's a $7 million club option with a $4 million buyout. And if you let Ozzie Albies walk over $3 million and then he goes and gets right somewhere else, that's probably not going to be a decision that you're going to look at and be too excited about, considering the affordability factor. Now, if this was a $15, $16, $20 million option, it might be a very different decision and a very different outcome. But look, Ozzie, there are a lot of things about him that fit with what the Braves, you know, have always wanted. You know, great teammate, hard worker, a lot of different things that go with it. Now, I can't tell you that that's going to change the numbers altogether, but he does have a track record, and he is not, you know, a guy who's on the wrong side of 30 trending down in his career, but he's definitely had a very, very tough season. So I think they roll the dice on it. I don't really see a compelling case not to. And if they want to reassess it and they've got to figure out trade-wise if there's some value there, maybe they'll do that. I don't know, but we'll kind of see. But I would be very surprised to see that option declined.
Hey, Grant, real quick, what are you working on for From the Diamond this weekend?
From the Diamond will be happening on Sunday from 5 to 7 here on 92.9 The Game. We are going to get into that big twin sale discussion. I've got Dan Hayes of The Athletic joining me for that. I've also got Wayne Randazzo, who's going to be in town calling the game for Apple TV tonight as the Mets and Braves square off in this three-game series. He spent a lot of time with the Mets, so I'm going to try to get a little bit of insight on what exactly is going right or wrong on any given day for that team, and maybe a little bit of the national perspective on what exactly happened to the Atlanta Braves this year. But that's coming your way on From the Diamond, 5 to 7 on Sundays, wherever you get your podcasts, and on the Odyssey app.
Grant, are you bringing the coffee tonight, or am I? Which one? we're gonna have a late night about it, buddy. I'll make sure we get something locked in.
Well, I thought we had switched to the Monster Zero Sugar, so that's what I've ordered.
Hey, don't tempt me with a good night. The Great White Night, let's go, baby.
That's it.
I'm in.
It's sitting on our kitchen table right now.
No doubt. That's an Amazon subscription for me.
Well, appreciate it, Grant. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, everyone.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.